If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? Going down to verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's another verse that I want to call to your attention from Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, where the Apostle Paul said, but I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. In all three references, Paul is speaking of things. And I really believe with all of my heart, it's not a great sermon, it's a great truth that I feel God has dealt with my heart about today, because it's time to deal with disappointments. We've all had some of you are wrestling with some now, but it's time to deal with disappointments. And it's time, by faith, to bury those disappointments, or they could, and eventually will, bury you. Disappointment. Actually, dis is a prefix denoting separation, negation, or reversal. Something's not going right. There is a separation, a negation, a reversal. And there's a happy side to what we're talking about. So when we speak of disappoint or disappointment, it means to fail to satisfy the hopes or expectations of. You had hopes, you had expectations. We all do, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are. And I believe that church is a place where we not only gather to worship God in spirit and in truth, but church is a place where we hear how to remove things that can be in our pathway from going on to the greater things of God. And I believe with all of my heart, in all of our lives, there are things that happen to you. There are things, be it people or circumstances, that we have to deal with. And so there's some insights, very simple, but I want you just to follow me. Now remember what Paul said. Things have happened to the Apostle Paul. He talks about things many times. I mean, there are many references in the Corinthian letter if you ran that out, but these are the ones that I feel that God would spotlight for us. What shall we say to these things? And if you'd let me personalize that, what shall you say to your things? And then nay in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. You see, someone or something failed to satisfy your hopes and your expectations. And sometimes we dismiss it for a while, but it's not dead. And it doesn't take too much to revive that. And God is calling the body of Christ stronger than ever before to live by faith. Paul said it this way, in him we move, we live, we have our being. Our life is not in our friendships or our family alone or unions or political party or whatever. Our strength is from God. And everything in our life for the believer that understands the principles of faith. This church started in faith, and we're just as dependent upon God now as we were a number of years ago. We've come to many places, time after time after time, that God and only God could bring us through. This is not a casual church. And that's why sometimes people that really don't want to go on with the things of God, they don't hang out here very long. Of course, this is not just about, you know, nodding our hat to God and coming in. But what I'm challenging you with, whatever you do, your family, your personal life, your money, where you work, if you're retired, whatever, the just shall live by faith. I don't see an age on that. The just shall live by his faith, Habakkuk says. Four times the Bible emphatically says, the just shall live by faith. There is no other way to really live. You can live, you can exist, but there's no way to live victorious outside of faith. And you say, what's that all about? To start the day with faith. To remember God in all that happens. So as we look at this, in all of us, we've had disappointments, be it a person or a situation, something that did not turn out right. There's a lot of people have had financial changes in their life. And you know, you can just focus on one, two, or three things, and it will just drive you up the wall every waking moment of your life. God wants you to live and enjoy life. All of us have had disappointments in the past. We've had a ton of miracles, but we've also had nagging disappointments. My, I can't even count all the miracles that I think I understand, and I think of all I don't understand in the past. But yet, you know, I find this past year, and even in this year, there are things that I have to deal with. And there are things that, you know, either I'm going to deal with them, and I'm going to have God's answer to that. And it's going to change, and it's going to be committed to God. But there are things that happen in all of our lives. So, number one, someone or something has failed to satisfy our hopes and expectations. Someone or something has failed in our hopes and our expectations. I think downtown, time after time, not going into detail, time after time, people would promise you things and not come through. Especially in the realm of financing and finances and the business world. And so I think of so many times. In fact, really the reason we're alive and still here, and I give God the glory for it, is that we had a delay in 13 years on the lower piece of property coming into a certain status. If that had not been, we could not have. God can do it any way he wants to, but that's the way God chose to do it. And so there's a beautiful building downtown, and instead of us being out of business and closing the doors on Christian education and our church, we're here. No one knows any more than I do, and some of you have heard it enough to where I think your faith is there. No one knows any more than I do that Calvary Cathedral International would not be here except for a huge series of miraculous divine interventions. We wouldn't have been there for a Charlie to come in and find a good church home and just decided that they liked it and they've been here. I think since we've been here, there have been countless, and there's decisions right now that we're in the process of making. Things that have to be dealt with, things that we have to get the mind of God on. So someone or something seemingly has failed to satisfy hopes and expectations. Secondly, there are things that happen to all of us that are beyond our control. Grow up and accept it. There are things that happen to all of us that are beyond our control. Would you have chosen that especially the way that came or they came or whatever. There are things in all of our lives that are beyond our control. And if it's beyond my control, I go back to something I read a few short years ago to remember, if God knows who I am and God knows where I am, then God can use whatever means He chooses to help me and to do what needs to be done. Either God knows me or He doesn't. There's no fingerprint like your fingerprint. None. There are a lot of lookalikes. We see sometimes people that have strong resemblance to somebody we know. But there is no set of fingerprints like yours in the entire world. But yet there are things that happen that are beyond our control. Thirdly, I've just been going through a checklist of things that I can't help. Sometimes there's people you can't help. Boy, that's a hard one for a pastor. When you know help is available and the answer is so easy. But our inclinations are not always toward God. So there's a checklist of things I can't help. And you can't waste and dissipate your time, your energy, and even ignore your faith on things that you cannot help. And I want to go a little further in that, and I don't know if there's not much separation in what I'm saying, but there is a separation. It's time to stop beating yourself up over things that have happened that you couldn't do anything about. There are things that have happened that there's not a thing in the world you can do about, and yet the enemy would try to cause you to beat yourself up. Thank God we are new creations in Christ Jesus. I can't help what my ancestors did. I can't help what families on either side did. I can't help that, but I can help what I do. I can determine what I believe, and I can get a grip on that. You know, I'll tell you, there's not a dysfunction that God can't heal. Person was talking to me the other day, and they were doing their best to sell me on the hopelessness of a situation. And without God, it is hopeless. Yeah, I'll concede that point. But let me tell you, there's not a dysfunction in our families. There's not seemingly an inherited dysfunction. If you get your hands on your Bible and just start saying, I believe God, I believe God, I refuse to put up with this any longer. I will not think this way. I will not be this way. I will not talk that way. I will not react that way. You know, you start really getting serious about the Spirit of God and say, don't say that. Just don't respond. Or maybe you need to respond and respond in God's way. There's a time nothing needs to be said. And if you can't say what you feel peace about, just don't say it. Everything's not to be responded to. But you see, it's time to stop beating ourselves up over things that we did not ask for that happened. I want that to sink in a little bit. I see halos flickering. Because you know, honest to God, this affects every one of us. Why did certain things happen? Why did certain people do what they did? Why did the kids do this? Or why did our family? Or why did my parents or grand? What in the world got into them? What was I born into? Dear Lord, if I'd had a choice in this, I wouldn't even be thinking or dealing with this. But I just take this as a word from God. It's time to stop beating ourselves up over things that you couldn't help, and there wasn't a thing in the world you could do about it. You see, it's time to deal with our disappointments. It's time to deal with our disappointments. Because today, if we by faith release and forgive, we can walk away and be free. I declare unto you by the word of the Lord, by the name of the Lord, you don't have to leave here with baggage today. You don't have to leave this auditorium with baggage today. You may be overloaded right now. Boy, airlines are getting picky about baggage. But I'm here to declare to you in the name of Jesus, you don't have to leave this place today overloaded with baggage that there's nothing you can do about it. There was nothing you could do about it. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. Stuff happens to all of us. I know that's not shouting, but at least it lets us know we're fellows on the same ship. Some healings come quick. Some take time. Some financial miracles take place quickly. Some take time. I think so often. It took 13 years. 13 was not a bad number to me because it took 13 years for our property downtown, for part of it to be zoned and for everything to be in place. 13 years. If it had been earlier, it would have been pennies on the dollar. But because it was settled in God's time, in God's way, over 13 years. See, time means nothing to God. A day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day. But here's what I feel God is trying to get me to say in this house. And I know I'm digesting this. It's time to get back on your faith 100%. I'm going to think by faith. I'm going to live by faith. Praise God. Some people just, I remember years ago, it's Channel 8, I believe, years ago, that a man said, you know, we just have something we need to deal with. And he said, you know, there's an allergy in the air. And they showed this little weed blowing in the wind. And said, this is really worse than people think it is. And it's already here. And this little, they kept showing this little weed blowing in the air. And after a while, the person said, "Hatcha! Hatcha!" And honestly, they almost had to conclude. I mean, nose started running. And he said, "That is the wildest thing. I felt perfectly good when I came on this television set." You know, you talk fear and you talk sickness and This is something you need to know. And often they say, now this is something else you need to worry about, be concerned about. God did not call us to live by worry. God did not call us to seek out things to be confirmed. Sufficient to the day thereof. If you're worried that you won't have anything to worry about tomorrow, hey, let me encourage you. You will. There'll be as much or more tomorrow than there is today. Really? And I'm not putting an age on this. You know, there are young people that are bummed out about life. Oh, and the bottom line is, you know, if we don't bury our disappointments will eventually bury us. It siphons your faith energy. It subtracts the life of God flowing in your behalf. You say, "Oh, come on, preacher. You don't know, you just preaching?" No, I'm doing more than preaching. I'm giving you a message from God. It's time by faith to bury under the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. It's time once and for all to have a funeral of all funerals, to have a memorial service. You know what I'm talking about. In other words, you hear it and it soothes you and you feel better and you go out the door and it hits you by the time you hit the parking lot. I'm telling you, my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. It's the promise of God's Word. And what I'm talking about is real. You know, Americans are so blessed, but they're a worried group of people. You see these little girls, "I'm worried about my finances." Well, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that. Oh, let me tell you, either we will bury our disappointments, those things that fail to satisfy the hopes or the expectations of our life, or they can When I say bury us, they're going to make your life hell on earth. They're going to sap your faith. Your faith is like you charge your battery and discharge it. You pull it down. You pull it down. Turn over to 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Love, respect, in other words, one another. And be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The care you don't cast is that disappointment that's going to dissipate and use up your faith, casting all your care, casting all of your care. Someone bring me a box of Kleenexes here. There we go. Praise God. I like to just do it like this because I think you can understand it. The Bible said, take that care. Don't hold on to it. The Bible said, casting all your care where? Not on one another, but on him. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be alert. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, after you've gone through some stuff, I said, after you've gone through some stuff, encountered some stuff, dealt with stuff, after that you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. You know, really, I've studied this out. I don't have all the details for me, but what it's talking about, God, if you'll commit it to him, just as plywood. Plywood is very strong, but it's layers together. And if you'll just let God, the things that are happening to you, instead of destroying you, disappointing you, tearing you apart piece by piece, they'll just bond you in the spirit. We have some wooden beams all over this auditorium. And what it is, it's not just one piece of wood. It's several pieces of wood bonded together. It's not the same tree, probably. But it's different things, different pieces of lumber that are bonded together. So what I'm preaching this morning is this. The things in your life can be like a toothpick. You can break a toothpick very quickly. But you bond those things together. It's amazing how strong plywood can be, especially marine plywood and commercial plywood. It's strong, but it's strong because layers have been pressed together. Child of God, you're teaching and preaching ahead of me this morning. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, there is a pressing that's going on, but it's not destroying us. It's pressing us. It's bonding us. It's putting us closer to the heart of God. I'm not talking about seeking adversity or wallowing in negative things that happen, but the things that have happened to me have turned to the furtherance of the gospel of Christ. Paul said, they did not destroy me. They were real. And if you study the list of things that Paul went through some real stuff. So what is God saying to all of us today? God is saying, casting, get your, now you can leave them in your purse or leave them in your pocket or leave them somewhere on your person, and you can go home with your Kleenex just like you came, so to speak. Or else you can say, I believe Pastor's on to something today. And my disappointments are not going to destroy the rest of my life. My disappointments are not going to take me under. Whether it's people, circumstances, situation, or whatever. In the name of Jesus, I'm casting all of my cares on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember that verse 10, but the God of all grace who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you've suffered, if you've gone through some stuff, a while, time element, make you perfect, spiritually mature, establish you. That's why some Christians just blown about by every wind. They've never become established. They come just long enough for a few things to get in place, and then you don't see them. They bail out. And folks, I'm in this thing to finish. I'm serving God to finish. I want to finish strong. I don't want to finish weak. I want to finish strong. I want to finish strong. I will finish strong. And no matter what I see, what I feel, what I think, what surrounds me, I'm here to tell you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that's in you and around you and with you and for you and in you and through you than all the disappointments. They're diversions. They're detours. They're satanic side trails. God says, stay on the main. Stay on the main. Stay in the Word. Well, I used to be in the Word. You better get back in the Word. There's no other way to go. We will either bury the things that have disappointed us or they will bury us. And you know, I've had to do that as a church. I mean, it's been a process over the years. I mean, there's things I've done everything I know how to do, and there's some folks you can never satisfy. Never, never. And if you're not careful, you'll spend all your energy trying to satisfy somebody that can't be satisfied. Help somebody that doesn't want help, or at least they don't think they need help. But oh, thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank God, thank God. Paul said, the things that have happened to me did not sink. They sunk my ship, but they didn't sink me. They sunk my ship, but they didn't sink me. Don't let an ungodly companion sink you. Don't let children who are not doing what they should do sink you. Don't let grandchildren who just won't do the right right now, won't make the right decisions. You can't make them do it. And you can't help it. All you can do is pray and believe and do the right thing and keep pointing to Jesus. Paul said, I would that you should understand. I want you to understand this. I want you to understand. I've told you all that I've gone through. Some of you know what I've gone through. Others don't know all that I've gone through. But I would that you should understand. Hear me clearly. Listen to what I say. Focus on what I'm telling you. The things that have happened to me. Because Paul lived by faith. Because, hallelujah, Paul refused to let the circumstances of life. They sunk his ship, but they did not sink him. Three times Paul's ship went under. That would be enough to discourage you, wouldn't it? There must be something wrong with that Apostle Paul. His ship keeps sinking. Must be something wrong with that church. There must be something wrong with that priest. Their ship keeps sinking. Honey, the ship sunk, but we didn't sink. You can't help what everyone else does. You can't help what all your family does. You can't help what your friends or your whatever does. But you can help what you do and what you believe. And even though your ship goes down, you can refuse to let Satan sink you. Because we're not going under, we're going over. Things, disappointments. Oh, I do so well until I think of that. That's what I'm talking about. I do so well until I think of them. I do so well until I remember. I do so well until. I'm telling you, there's freedom in the house today. Stop worrying over people and things. Stop worrying over things and people and things. Just put your friends, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your boss, people, just put them in the hands of God. Remember that dis thing? Yeah, it's just dis. We're not going to cave in to dis, right? Because God's in the process of perfecting you, establishing you, strengthening you, and settling you. So, what shall we then say to these things? Good sermon, preacher. No, that's not what I need to hear. Get a hold of the truth. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater. The financial scene is crazy. Political scene is crazier. Something's got to give. Something's got to move. We've got to have some changes. But you see, I do it today, but I can't do it today. But my God can. My God's on the throne. I can pray. I can vote. I can read. I can vote. I can pray. I can release my faith. And I couldn't tell you how many times I've gone back to that man by the name of Elijah. I think it was Leonard Ravenhill said he walked around like he had the key to heaven in the back hip of his robe. Man that looked out and said, "It won't rain till I say so." And everyone had a big laugh until over 3 years went by. Now they're looking for the man of God. Then when they find him, they say, "You're the one that caused this." No, he said, "No, you got it wrong. King, you're the one. You're the one. Sin hurts everybody." You know, it's crazy. One person sins, and it's amazing how many hours it can take of all of our staff trying to do. If we didn't care about doing the right thing, we'd just say, forget it. But you see, when someone makes a serious move in their life, sometimes it can take hours of staff time just praying over it, helping them, trying to counsel, trying to say there's a bridge out. But I'm here to tell you right. I'm here to tell you right now, it's time that we say in the name of Jesus, my disappointments, they may sink my ship, but they're not going to sink me. My ship may go down, but I'm going over. Well, that's a good thought. No. What shall we say to these things? We're going to have a memorial service here. I want you to get a scrap of paper. Some of you don't have paper long enough to do what I'm going to talk about. You may just have to put all. You don't have to put names. You don't have to put your name or somebody. But I want you to just write on that piece of paper. Nay, in all these things. I mean, you don't have to even write that out. Just all these things. Can you think of someone or something or some situation that's draining your spiritual battery? That's oh God, I feel this so strongly. I feel this so strongly. Because it happens in everyone's life. Oh, disappointments. In the name of Jesus, we're going to have a memorial service to end all memorial services. In the name of Jesus, we're going to bury. I dare you to bury all things. I just dare you to bury. Well, but I need a little bit to worry about. No, you don't. Well, give me two or three options. No, there's no options. Casting all your cares on the Lord. Man, you ought to be a pastor. There's so many situations that are crying for my care. Honest to God. I mean, there's so many people, so many situations. And the enemy says, you could help them. You're the answer. No, I'm not the answer. I'm giving you the answer right here this morning. This is the best. I mean, there's a time for counseling, but this is the best counsel book. That's why I want to always keep the Bible before you. Your electronic thing can go down, but this is going to be here. Praise God. This was down to 4 copies in the entire world, but God would not let His Word be destroyed. I'm for every kind of electronic gadget. Put notes, take notes, all kind of. I have notes in my Bible, but when it's all said and done, I want you to, it doesn't make any what color it is, red, brown, yellow, black. I want you to remember the Holy Bible, God's eternal Word, is the answer to every need in your life. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee. I'll hold you up with the right hand of my righteousness. But everything I've said today falls at our feet if we don't do it. You've let someone or some family or some, quote, friend, suck your victory long enough. Take your victory. It's time. It's time that we said, no more, casting all my care upon the Lord.